Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. We're coming in on the final shows of the year, and our next guest is Mary Ellen Sparrow of Next Shift Robotics.
Hi.
Hi, Mary Ellen. Welcome. So what is Next Shift Robotics?
Okay. So basically what we are is a robotic system that works in e-commerce, order fulfillment, and cellular manufacturing. What that means is that it works in the warehouse. And what it allows the warehouse to do is to get their packages out to the customer, the store, quicker. And what our system is it's a collaborative robotic system that works with the picker. It makes them more efficient, and it allows the warehouse to get their goods out quicker.
Okay.
And doing so, what we have is a patented workforce, mm-hmm. where we have independent robots and independent workers who are both putting items in the totes, and the robots are moving the totes around the facility. So the worker isn't walking as much, mm-hmm. and the worker's not lifting as much, and it's actually much better for the worker and for the factory to get it out quicker.
Interesting. So is the robot sort of walking around and moving with the picker as they're going?
Or
the robot does all the walking?
Yeah, actually, that's what's different about our system, yeah. is that the robot isn't walking with the picker. The two are distinct and working independently, and they're both optimized. And in doing so, we are more efficient, and we get the job done quicker.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got to give us a link to a video so we can show, if you have a sample video,
how these
guys are working.
We definitely do, and we'll show you that.
So who are your typical customers?
Any type of e-commerce, third-party logistics, anybody who owns a warehouse who wants to get their stuff delivered faster. So you'll see the big box chain stores. You'll see, for example, anybody that does clothes. Or it's basically split box picking, which means they open the box and they take one or two items out of it instead of delivering, like, big cases like you'd see at BJ's.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they could do that.
Yeah, and that's actually, it's a very labor-intensive to do that split box mm-hmm. picking, which is why we developed the system.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to imagine. So do you have a lot of competition in this area?
We do. So there's a lot of different types of systems. There's mm-hmm. folks that are having the very large automation systems, which are very expensive, down to the folks that are like us doing the mobile robotic system. So we're definitely seeing competition, but we're up for the challenge.
That's amazing. So how long have you been doing this?
We started the company in January of 2016.
Oh, so it's a pretty new company.
It is. We're new. Lean and mean.
Yeah. You finding you getting traction in your target market?
So. We are. We have a lot of interest from companies that are in the mid-size to large company range, mm-hmm. Which we were surprised at because we thought we'd see more interest in the small companies, but it's really mid and large, and the large really want a strategic direction, which is different from what they currently have.
Interesting. So do you provide like services and consulting to the companies to help them optimize their warehouse, or is that something that they have other people doing that?
They have a lot of other people doing the services and such, but what we provide is a system that allows them to do it more efficiently. So we're going to help them just get it out quicker. And also the big benefit for us is that we're scalable. They can put in one robot. They can put in 40 robots. They don't have to take apart their whole warehouse to do it. Mm-hmm. And the other benefit is that we're flexible. So a lot of robotic systems, as soon as you put them in, as one customer told me, I want to kick it and move it, and I can't. And we allow you to do that because the mobile robot can move anywhere. So it's not bolted to the floor.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I go way back with robotics.
Oh, cool.
In the 80s, do you remember, I don't know if you do or not, you probably don't, automated guided vehicles. These were the.
Well, actually, that's where I got my start, was at PRI Automation, okay. which was later bought by Brooks. Mm-hmm. What we did was design a monorail system for a semiconductor factory. Mm-hmm. So we actually put in monorail systems all across the world. I was in Intel, IBM, you know, just mm-hmm. all the big guys in the semiconductor industry for, I think it was about 10 years.
Wow.
Working with PRI Automation, who then mm-hmm. got bought by Brooks. And in doing so, we had a full material handling system all the way down from the AGVs all the way up through to the higher level system that did the recipes for the factory.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting because I used to work with the manufacturing guys.
Yeah.
And they would sort of complain about these robots running into each other.
Well, ours didn't because they were on a monorail.
Yeah,
so
they couldn't run into each other.
No, no.
It's come a long way, it sounds like, in terms of
it
tech.
Has.
It seems like it's much more flexible. And then there's the elephant in the room, Amazon. And
Amazon's really driving a lot of the next-day delivery schedules. And Amazon has been doing a great job at driving the rest of our customers to see that they have to keep up and that status trends are going to change and people are going to change and want more.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at Amazon as just another driving force in our business.
Mm-hmm. So their acquisition of Kiva
was great, and that's a different type of system. Kiva was a much more expensive system, and when it went in, it kind of clear-cut the shelves. We work with the infrastructure that you currently have. So we're a different take on the system. We're much more nimble, and we're much more... we go into your brown space much easier. We go into what you currently have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier for people to adopt and take some of those barriers away.
That's what we're trying to do. And having worked in the big monorail systems, like, for example, in PRI system and all of the big ASRS systems, mm-hmm. we wanted something that was simple and easy to put into the warehouse.
Mm-hmm. So how would how do they program these robots to do what they need to do? How much programming and customization is necessary? Say if I want to buy a robot to help me produce the radio show. Where's the SD card?
There's really not a lot of programming to do.
Okay.
What we do is we basically have a map that figures out where the robots need to travel.
Okay.
We tell the robots where they need to travel and off they go. So we don't do a lot of customization or programming for the system. That's the beauty of the system.
And the robot knows, like, the size of the object that it has to pick up?
It does. It's picking up a tote, so it's very straightforward what it's picking up and putting down the tote. And then the picker is actually putting items in the tote.
Okay.
That helps with the whole picking part.
Now I see how
So we're trying to let the picker do what the picker does best and the robot do what it does best.
Okay. So the robot will then take this tote
from one zone to another
zone.
And then eventually to shipping.
Okay.
Where it gets packaged and sent off to you at your home.
At my home. And the picker the picker's filling totes.
Right. And that's
they're doing more of the they're doing more of the moving around to fill the totes.
Right. Well, they're actually moving around in a very small space as opposed to walking across the whole factory floor or the whole warehouse floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the difference. And that's what makes it more efficient.
Yeah, well that makes a lot of sense. So that makes it a lot easier for the robots to be inside the factory and working is because there's not a lot of customization saying, oh, I've got this big object here. As long as they can move the tote.
They're fine. Yeah.
They're fine, yeah. So looking at what Joe Jones, a previous guest on the show, was doing over at Harvest Automation and with the pots that they're moving for farms.
It's kind of similar. We got our roots out of Harvest Automation, so that's how I know Joe Jones pretty well. He's a great guy. What happened was my partner and I...
Interesting. So how do people, do people find you, saying they want a robotic solution? Is that basically how people come in contact with your organization?
Well, we have a website, obviously, which is www.netshiftrobotics.com.
Great.
Might as well put the plug in.
Exactly.
But we also have been getting some good PR. You'll see us. We're starting to get a seat at the table when they mention other competitors. They're starting to mention us. We have angel groups, which have been actually helping us with our funding. And with those really active investors, they're great at spreading the word. We also have interest from a lot of different companies who have been calling us and we've been reaching out to. So we do both.
That's terrific. So where do you see growth coming from in the future? Is you sort of staying in the same product area? Are you going to, are there big shifts that you're seeing in the industry?
I'm definitely seeing a future that's going to have shifts eventually. I mean, we know that things are going to develop and going to keep moving along, and we're ready for when that happens. Mobile robots, I think, are the way of the future and the way that automation is going to be moving forward. whether they're going to carry totes or carry arms or carry different accoutrements to help with mobilization and help with automation is right where we want to be.
And do you see, you know, how are these related to drones? And Or is there any relationship?
No, of course, there's always relationships. I mean, if you look in our industry, especially in Massachusetts with the robotics industry, there are so many different types of robotics within Massachusetts. There's the drones, there's the commercial, there's the people-friendly. There's just a whole bunch of different types of robots that work, not just in the industrial area. And in doing that, we're starting to see synergies between the different robotics and how they work together. So we feel that we're a piece of a pie. We're not the whole pie, and we're happy to be adding other pieces to the pie as we go forward.
Interesting. So it's a very dynamic industry, I imagine, with lots of different pieces.
It is.
And there's unlikely to be some monolithic robot company coming out.
Well, you never know, but we're hoping that we're one of the robot companies that's going to make your life easier.
Now that's
that's what we're trying to do.
Well, that's terrific. So if you can remind us again how people can find you if they're interested in learning more about what you do.
It's www.nextshiftrobotics.com, and our website will have a contact page, and you can send it right in. There's a contact number on there, and we're happy to answer any of your questions if you're interested in our technology.
And there's videos of those little robots working too?
Oh, there are. And we'll show you some videos of that as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for discussing our company. We're excited to be here.
Well, that's great. We really appreciate it. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.